Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Christmas will continue this year in Jackson County, Indiana. We're going to be talking about this case on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, we recently presented oral argument at the Federal Court of Appeals regarding the Jackson County, Indiana nativity scene. It had been in existence for many, many years. The ACLU filed a federal lawsuit, and a lower court judge wrongfully ruled, number one, that they had the standing to sue, which frankly is wrong. But they also then, the judge ruled that this nativity scene is unconstitutional. We, representing Jackson County, appealed this to the Federal Court of Appeals, and we recently presented oral argument. But here's what we also did, Holly, and this is breaking news, and that is this nativity scene had been displayed up until 2019. Even after the lawsuit was filed by the ACLU, finally the lower court issued a ruling, and this would be 2020, the first year for this nativity scene not to be displayed. So we just did the oral argument on the merits. Right. But in addition to that, Holly, we asked for something unusual, for the Court of Appeals to stay the lower court decision so that this longstanding tradition of the nativity scene would not be interrupted, because by interrupting it, it sends a message that is negative to religion. And we just got a 2-1 decision staying the lower court decision. That means that the nativity scene will continue as it was constituted in 2019, and the Court of Appeals will continue to ultimately make a decision on the merits, issuing a full-blown opinion on the merits in the near future. This is a great development.
Oh, very much. I mean, you know, can you imagine just turning the lights out, so to speak, on this Christmas display this year for these people who desperately need this hope? And again, this is another example why judges are so important. This former judge ruled in favor of plaintiff who doesn't even live in the county, who doesn't even look at the nativity scene. Right. But it's just a way of trying to erase any kind of religion in this county. And she ruled in favor of her, which, you know, the Supreme Court and other courts have ruled in favor of nativity scenes, say they are constitutional. So I don't know where she gets her facts from.
Well, she just simply ignored many of these cases. And clearly the precedent from the U.S. Supreme Court, she gave it short shrift.
She needs to go back and read the Constitution in some of these cases, I think.
And this particular plaintiff, who is represented by the ACLU of Indiana, she doesn't live in the county. This particular Jackson County courthouse is the historical courthouse, so it's not used for court as we know it. There's a new courthouse.
And so she wouldn't even go into this courthouse for any reason.
She wouldn't even go to this courthouse. There's no reason for her to even go there. It's an administrative building.
So it's like a made-up case.
And so this particular historic courthouse, which was historically the original courthouse, but now you got a new courthouse, and this is an administrative building. So it's the old Jackson County Courthouse. And in around it, you have all these different decorations throughout the year as well as inside. And during November and December, parts of November through December, you have this nativity scene that's part of a larger holiday display. So the annual display includes not only the nativity, it's lighted, so the lights come on at night, and it has a nativity. Mm-hmm. But it also includes a large lighted Santa Claus, a sleigh with reindeer, and a group of Christmas carolers. And there's other items around the courthouse as well. When you go in that historic courthouse, you also have carolers, you'll have other kinds of wreaths and other kinds of Christmas-related or seasonal-related decorations. So this particular individual didn't even know that it was there, had never even noticed it. And one day, she's reading about a letter that this organization sent demanding that the nativity scene be removed. So she then goes down to intentionally see it. And that's the only time that she saw it, and she's never been back.
Right.
And she has no intention of going back. She has no plans of going back. And with that flimsy evidence, Judge Tanya Pratt said that she has standing to sue. That's just bogus. But then Worse went on to say that this violates the First Amendment Establishment Clause. So we believe this case has very strong constitutional, even Supreme Court potential to it. And we just argued it at the Court of Appeals. But here's the thing. The court, under the normal operation of its deliberation and preparing a ruling, would not be able to get to the ruling in time before this coming Christmas.
Right.
So
Christmas
they would,
is saved in Jackson County.
Right. So their normal ruling and writing the opinion would move into 2021, meaning that 2020 would be the first Christmas season missed because of this judge's order below.
But you know, Matt, we go through this every year, and it's like these atheist groups go around looking for a puppet to use that would be a plaintiff in these cases to try to eradicate these nativity scenes. Every year this happens.
Every year. And this, we've been up against the ACLU of Indiana before, and we were successful at the Court of Appeals on a Ten Commandments display that was also in the context of other historical documents, and they wanted the Ten Commandments removed. We ultimately won that as well against the same Indiana ACLU. Now we're before them on this particular case, or against them, I should say, on this case. They're the plaintiffs. We're defending the county. Now, here's the thing. We did something unusual here. We filed a motion with the Court of Appeals asking the court to give a preliminary relief before they actually rule on the merits. Mm-hmm. And that is, this would be the first Christmas in a long time, many, many years, that you wouldn't have the display because of this lower court order. And to remove that display would send a horrible message, and it would result in irreparable harm. You can't replace that. You can't repair it once that's gone.
Right.
So we asked the court to stay, put on hold the enforcement of this lower court order.
While they decide.
While they
the
decide.
Actual case, yeah.
And we got a ruling, and it was 2-1. The Obama-appointed judge issued a dissent saying that this nativity scene is unconstitutional, which I think that particular statement is clearly wrong.
Right.
But the other two judges obviously disagreed, and they ultimately granted the stay. We don't know how the ultimate ruling will come out on
the
merits.
But we pray this is a good sign.
This is a very good sign
yes.
that we will likely have a 2-1 decision on the merits, because you have to assume that if, one, they didn't want to do it, it's an extraordinary relief, they'll just deny it because it's a preliminary indication of where they're going. Or, you know, they could just simply, you know, wait until next year. But that would then mean that we would have no Christmas. The good news mm-hmm. is that we will continue to have this nativity scene in 2020. So there is some good developments of 2020. You know, this would just be like another one of the downers of 2020 with
right.
the COVID restrictions starting earlier in this year and all of the other things that we've gone through. Now you can't have Christmas in Jackson County, but no, we will be celebrating the season, and the nativity scene will be there. And what the court said is that we can put the display back up as it was constituted in 2019. So that exact display can go back up in 2020.
And I imagine many of the residents of Jackson County will joyfully go up to look at it and enjoy it, knowing what all it's gone through.
Well, and in fact, knowing that this is in litigation, and
right.
it's kind of like, you know, in Florida, we used to take the shuttle launch for granted because mm-hmm. for a while they were launching them every 2 weeks, and it's like it becomes old hat. But then when you have a tragedy or you stop having the shuttle and then you have this period of time where there's no launch, you realize that you took it for granted.
Right.
And that's what's happened in many of these situations that we've been involved with the ACLU. I remember a prayer case in Louisiana where they filed suit against student-initiated prayer. And that ultimately resulted in a huge outpouring of the community and the largest Christian fellowship group in the history of that school continually meeting for prayer in this particular high school. So I think this will make people realize you've got to defend your freedom.
It's so important to stand for our religious freedom. Even if it's a nativity scene, it's important to stand.
Absolutely. Otherwise, it'll be gone.
Right.
And once it's gone, it's hard to get it back. So continue to pray for this case. It's the Jackson County case in Indiana and many of our other cases. You can go to our website, lc.org. You can participate in supporting Liberty Counsel there, but you can also get more information on the resources page and the subscribe button to receive our free emails. Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.